Hi. This week we're continuing our investigation of moral values. Are they relative? The popular idea is that moral values cannot be bound and required of anyone. Everyone has a right to decide for themselves what's moral. But we also saw there is a point when people do not want to agree with this any longer. When a man wants to commit pedophilia with a 6-year-old child, people change their minds and suddenly they argue that moral values can be enforced. Or when a man wants to rape a woman, suddenly moral values may be enforced. Or when a woman wants to drown her crying babies, we all agree now that moral values may and must be enforced. The darkest time in Israel's history was the time of the judges. These were the days when men taught and practiced moral relativity. In Judges 17, verse 6, the Bible says, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." These were the days when men openly practiced homosexuality, Judges 19. These were the days when men would offer their concubines to lustful mobs in order that they themselves would be safe, Judges chapter 19. These were the days when if a man wanted a wife, he simply went to a field and kidnapped her against her will, Judges 21. Moral relativity. The book of Judges was placed in the Bible to show us two things. First, we see that moral relativity is not a new thought, it's as old as mankind. And second, we see how depraved men become when each person does what's right in his own eyes. Relativism says there is no absolute objective truth. Relativism says that no one has a right to judge another person or an action and declare that it's wrong, because relativism argues what's wrong for you may not be wrong for me, and what's right for me may be wrong for you. Relativism teaches that we must tolerate everything and judge no one. Relativism reaches over into religion. Relativism says all religions should be considered equally valuable. No church, they say, has a right to judge another church or religion because there's no absolute religious truth. My friend, this is just not true. Not all religions are of equal value. When the Aztec Indians offered human sacrifice to their idol gods, their religion is not of equal value as the Church of the Lord Jesus, which teaches, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," Matthew 7, verse 12. When the Islamic religion sects teach their members to strap explosives to themselves, walk into a crowded bus, and blow themselves up, this religion is not of equal value with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which says, "Return to no man evil for evil," Romans 12, verse 17. And when the cultic religion of Jim Jones teaches that its members should all drink poison Kool-Aid, that religion is not of equal value as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which teaches, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God," Romans 12, verse 1. It is insanity to argue there is no absolute binding truth either in morals or in religious matters. There is a God, and He has spoken to us in all of these matters. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to glory and virtue." The atheist argues, if there was a God, where is He and why hasn't He revealed Himself to us? But these people are willfully ignorant. There is a God who is nearby. In Acts chapter 17, verse 27, "They should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us." Not only is God near us, but He has revealed Himself to us. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." God revealed himself through the prophets, but ultimately through his Son. Jesus came into the history of man and revealed to man the God of all the earth. He revealed to man that God loves us and wants to have fellowship with us. In Jesus, we see the Father, and through Jesus, we have access to heaven. There are absolute moral truths. There are absolute religious truths. All churches are not equal in value. All religions are not worth studying and considering. Only the Lord's church has truth. In 1 Timothy 3, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write, so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Only the Lord's church upholds the truth. All denominations and religions of man are of human origin. We invite you to investigate the Church of Christ, the Lord's Church, which you can read about in the Scriptures. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. And we invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.